20 months after state closure to flatten the curve, California state workers still working from home. Monday's protest at the state capitol and school walkout by parents, students, and teachers throughout cities across the state opposes school vaccine and mask mandates. By Katie Grimes, October 18th, 2021. Why are California state employees still working from home 20 months after Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order March 3rd, 2020, locking down the state to flatten the curve of coronavirus infection spread? According to state records, fewer than two-thirds of state workers, about 62%, were vaccinated as of October 7th, MSN reported. That compares to a rate of about 72% among all Californians, according to state data. MSN reported that the employee data is incomplete, accounting for about 213,000 of the state's 238,000 employees. But the relatively low rate identified so far suggests many workers weren't moved by Governor Gavin Newsom's July orders to workers to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing. Several large state departments had planned to start requiring all employees to begin reappearing in offices at least 1 or 2 days a week as soon as September 1st, but many of those plans have been delayed. Why, if over 60% of state workers are vaccinated, aren't they back at work? Other states lifted the emergency order and have been back at work for months. A majority of the state's governors have lifted their emergency orders or allowed them to expire. Even by April 25th, Republican-controlled states opted to end the $300 weekly expanded unemployment benefits prior to the federal cutoff date. SNAP emergency allotments could follow a similar trajectory as unemployment levels fall and vaccinations rise, the counter reported. Yet teachers, doctors, nurses, firefighters, police officers, military troops, and airline pilots are getting fired for refusing to capitulate to COVID vaccine mandates. The CDC admitted in September to the high number of breakthrough infections among the vaccinated population, even deaths, Newsweek reported, along with data collected by the New York Times. The CDC issued an advisory over Labor Day weekend that those vaccinated should not travel and use all precautions as they can contract, and if symptomatic, can transmit the variants to others. Dr. Peter McCullough and former Pfizer chief scientist Dr. Michael Yeadon have challenged the CDC and WHO vaccine orders and repeatedly asked, why are we not treating newly diagnosed COVID patients before they are critical and showing up in hospitals? McCullough has challenged the medical community's suppression of effective early treatments such as ivermectin and the robust, complete, and durable qualities of natural immunity by those who already contracted COVID and recovered. Could the state be hesitating because the breakthrough infections are coming from the vaccinated? A recent British study by the Department of Health and Social Care found the infection rate in double vaccinated people in their 40s was 100% higher than in the unvaccinated. It's higher for everyone over age 30. The study reported. Or is it because with the governor's emergency order still in place, he can continue to govern by executive order and edict? Assemblyman Kevin Kiley, R. Granite Bay, reports Governor Gavin Newsom is asking a court of appeals to remove the vaccine mandate for a union that gave him $1.75 million. At least now we know his exact price, Kiley said. California's Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Mark Galli, expressed frustration with the pace of vaccination in a September 28th letter to state employees. and urged employees to get vaccinated for their families, noting the vaccines are safe and effective and have helped keep the Delta variant of the virus at bay, MSN reported. But nowhere in the article did it say why Galli is pushing vaccines on children who have a 99.997% survival rate of COVID. Notably, the true vaccination rate could be higher than the reported 62% figure, even among the 213,000 employees included in the Human Resources Department's data, MSN reported. Monday, there is a protest at the state capitol and a school walkout by parents, students, and teachers throughout cities across the state opposing school vaccine and mask mandates, as well as critical race theory mandates and sexualized school curriculum for K through 12. Many of the very frustrated parents are state employees. While the governor still holds emergency powers, the people, voters, and parents say they are protesting contravention by politicians of the very basics promised and mandated in the state constitution. The Globe will be at the Capitol protest talking with parents, doing interviews, and will report on what the protesters are saying and doing. Narrated by Courtney Werner for Audio Hopper.
Audio Hopper.